it is time for Arts Live and Local, a show of philosophy. No, a show of arts and culture. And mostly what's going on in our fantastic Columbia Pacific region. You heard from the Tokeland folks last week on this show. It was very exciting. Judith Altruda, our regular, with her gorgeous jewelry and metalwork. And then Earl Davis brought his two students who have been with him for 3 years studying woodworking with the Shoalwater Bay Carvers. So this is your opportunity to go up there and go to the studios. You get to go to the Shoalwater area, or the Indian reservation, where the work is done. And there are 22 local artists, a very, very rich show. So hope you get to take that in. That is tomorrow. And I've got some nice surprises for you coming up, but not quite yet. So do stay tuned. Thanks for being here. I'm going to start right out with some music. I do want to say that yesterday was Shoah Day. That is the Holocaust Remembrance Day. And next week is the Armenian Genocide Day. But we're not going there today. We'll hear some music later. Thanks, folks. Do you know who my first guests are? That is correct. It is the North Coast Symphonic Band. And I have the conductor, director, Dave Becker here. Hi, Dave.
Hi, good morning, Carol. Thanks. Or good afternoon, I guess. Good afternoon.
I know. It feels like morning. It's really... You know, there's a breeze out there, too. Oh, it's gorgeous. And with Dave is John Hammond. Hi, John.
Good afternoon.
And John is the trombone player.
I'm a trombone player.
One of how many?
We have three in this concert.
Different concerts have different numbers, or just it varies. Who's available?
It varies, yes, who's available.
Okay. Right. Okay, so the concert is coming up this Sunday at the Liberty, and the name and the material is the Sousa Tradition, John Philip Sousa. And I'm going to let them tell us who John Philip Sousa is, and also who Edith Farrar is. But right. Let's just let folks know the concert is at 2, but there is a pre-show at 1:30, and that is the Tuba Quartet. And you don't want to miss them because they are terrific and fun. But it looks like this whole concert's going to be fun.
Yes.
Anyway, that woman in that outfit.
Yes.
Tell us.
She's kind of our surprise. Well, this, talk about the whole concert,
yes,
here first, I think. This is called the Sousa Tradition. And who is John Philip Sousa? Well, you know, if we were living 100 years ago, you wouldn't have to ask that question, because he was arguably the greatest entertainer of the age during that time.
Oh.
Certainly one of the huge superstars known all over the world. And as a composer and mostly as a band leader. And the concert band back then was you know, probably the biggest performance medium there was that people went to. It reached all kinds of audiences, and that was his idea, develop an incredible band that could reach symphony people who would be symphony goers and people who love popular music.
And why did it reach everybody?
Well, I mean, it was, you know, music that was appealed to everyone. And back then, there wasn't as much of a distance between high art and popular music and folk music. I mean, it was different. And so that's what we're trying to kind of recreate with this. We try to recreate that with all of our concerts, but this one, more than anything, we'll focus on more of the kinds of music that Sousa would have played back then.
You said it, but the word elite comes to mind, you know, when you say high art.
Right.
That symphony players or symphony goers would perhaps turn up their nose, but this music is so infectious. They probably
It is, but it's also the kind of music that symphonies would have played, too. And Sousa had, you know, we think of the symphony orchestra as kind of the pinnacle for wind playing and violin, string playing, you know, as the highest thing. But back 100 years ago, getting hired in Sousa's band to play orchestral transcriptions and popular tunes of the day was where the best players were. They weren't in the New York Philharmonic. They were in the Sousa band. Mm-hmm. And he paid a lot better too.
There you go.
So so that's what our concert will be. We'll have some operatic pieces on there.
Are you saying you're paying really well?
No.
John's laughing.
No. But we'll do some, you know, we'll do some operatic selections, but then we'll do some novelties, and we'll do a lot of Sousa marches, of course, and we'll do, you know, the kinds of things he would have done.
Now, did I see somewhere updated. Broadway?
Well, there's one piece on there that's kind of a whole bunch of Broadway cliches, but it's entertainment, you know, it's entertainment music.
Not being a New Yorker, of course, but I see Pirates of Penzance too.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Now, where does
Edith Farrar is our.
I saw the picture before.
She's our special guest for this concert, and she is a. I guess you'd describe it as a sedentary Sousa specialist. And I don't want to give too much away, but she does her act seated and is quite entertaining and will be performing along with to the marches we're doing. And
what is she holding in her hand, Dave?
Well, it might be a baton. It might be, you know. So she's a real character, and it'll be a lot of fun to watch her and perform with us.
When I saw the picture of her, I thought it was a joke. And then I did read up on her a little bit and saw that she's actually a highly trained professional musician.
Yes, yes.
Excuse me. No small stuff, but obviously it is going to be fun, and we're glad it's warm weather these days, too. Is this on your cover of the program? Is that Sousa?
Yes.
The guy with the big mustache?
Well, yes.
So much fur on his face, I can't even tell where the mustache ends and the beard starts, but yeah. And is this for real too? All these medals he's wearing?
Well, yes. I mean, he was a real patriot, and all this. I have a great quote about him that really kind of sums it up. Mm-hmm. This is from Leopold Stokowski, who was one of the most famous orchestral conductors of the age back then, and he said, "Sousa is a genius whose music stands supreme as a symbol of the red-bloodedness of humanity in general." And he was just a wonderful, wonderful person and a true patriot.
Where did he play? Where was the band located?
They played all over the country. They traveled millions of miles. And they didn't play here in Astoria, but they played in Longview.
And
came through Portland.
Did they have a home base?
They spent a lot of time in the summer at Willow Grove Park in Pennsylvania and in Philadelphia. So they were East Coast based. Mm-hmm. But
obviously the players came from everywhere. Did you have to be American to play in this band?
No, not necessarily. Okay. I don't think.
Being red-blooded and all.
No, he was very inclusive, but you know, he really believed in America and American ideals and all of that. And, you know, this is 100 years ago.
Then, yeah, so yeah. Well,
different time.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a terrific concert. And he wrote some of it, but I'm looking at a piece. Oh, okay. This is the Three Kings, and it's a trio of cornets. Is
right.
that right?
Right. So we have, rather than featuring a soloist like we usually do in these kinds of concerts, we're going to feature a trio, and we have two of our regular trumpet players from the band, Bob Latore, who's from Manzanita, and then Dave Nicola, who's from the area here. And then they're being joined by one of our kind of regular guests who's performed with us a lot over the years. That's Dr. Joan Paddock, who's the professor of trumpet and director of bands at Linfield College.
Nice.
Professional trumpeter that plays all over and does recitals. And
are you going to be conducting the whole concert this time?
No. My colleague here who's sitting quietly next to me needs to jump in at this point. I'd like to introduce John Hammond.
I wondered what you were doing, John. John's not just playing the trombone. Trombone.
Well, when you think of Sousa, most people think of his marches. And we're actually doing three of his marches on this program. But we're also doing three of his other pieces that he has written that are not marches. And one of the ones that I'm conducting is... actually, he wrote this at the movies suite. It's scenes from, like, silent movies.
Oh,
and we're actually doing the second movement of that, which is called The Crafty Villain and the Timid Maid. And Michael Gann, our oboist, who's from Seaside, mm-hmm. Plays the part of the timid maid.
Yeah.
And our bassoonist, Judy Chateau, is the crafty villain. And it's really cute. And those two are really doing a really nice job.
So when you say that, though, that means that musically they're
musically
playing those
right.
parts. They're not dressing up.
No.
Okay. I never know with this band, you know. People come out in capes. And okay. The Crafty Villain and the Timid Maid by John Phillips.
It's really quite a piece.
Excellent. What else are you going to be?
The other piece that I'm conducting is Amazing Grace.
Lovely.
And,
always.
You know, I was thinking about that as I was driving in here, and I think most people know that, whether they're a churchgoer or not, know that tune.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just amazing hymn. And this arrangement of, I think, has really captured the essence of what Amazing Grace is all about. It's just a gorgeous arrangement. So
lovely.
I think people really enjoy that.
Yeah, you know where else you hear it every other week? It closes the Celtic Air program when Lloyd Bowler hosts the show. He closes with probably not this version, but you never know. Maybe he'll pick up a recording.
There you go.
And was there one other? Or
no, I'm just doing two.
Just the two. Okay.
Well, we need him in the trombone section to play first trombone.
I was wondering, have you been conducting before, or is this a new thing for you, or what?
Oh, no. I'm a retired band director.
From where?
All over, but I finished up at Warrenton.
Okay. Right. Boy, aren't
John,
we lucky.
We're very lucky in this group. We've got several fine music educators, active ones and retired. But John was the teacher of the year from the Oregon Music Education Association 2-3 years
nice.
Ago when he retired. He's a wonderful, wonderful teacher. So,
lovely.
And we've got people like this. If I have to miss a rehearsal, John usually takes over. But there's several others in the group that could do that too.
So are you still open for new members?
You bet. Yeah.
Any particular instruments? Or?
We can always use more clarinets. Mm-hmm. We have a good section as it is, but it's the clarinets are kind of like the violin section in an orchestra, you know, in a band. So we can always use more clarinets,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of varies. But anybody who's interested that. You know, it was a good high school player on up, you know, a college player, good community player. They should contact Lee Stromquist.
Okay.
Or come to our concert and just
that's even better.
Talk to one of us.
And I see you have your website, NorthCoastSymphonicBand.org.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So if anyone needs extra information, unless you happen to have Lee's phone number in your...
No, that's
head,
okay.
Which I didn't expect.
But it's on the website.
Or you can also always call 325-2431, which is Janet Bowler can connect you to.
And speaking of Lee Stromquist, who's our personnel director, he's also a member of the Tuba Quartet, and I think John would like to say a couple words about them, since John's a low brass person himself.
The thing about the Tuba Quartet, you know, you think tubas and, you know, but this is a really melodic.
Mm-hmm.
They always do the pre-show at the ballet Nutcracker just before Christmas. And rather than warming up, I go out there and sit and listen to them. They're really enjoyable. I mean, tremendous musicians.
They were wonderful. I remember back in the old, I mean, they've been around for a while now, but when they were first starting, everybody was laughing. A tuba quartet? And then you hear them, and they are fabulous.
Yes, they are.
And they do. They play all over the place, too. So wonderful.
And their performance, you know, it's just like the same idea as what Sousa did with his performances. They play everything. They'll play jazz. They'll play serious pieces. They'll play humorous novelties. And that's, you know, there's something for everybody. And that's what we're trying for, both what they're trying for and what we are trying for
our
audience.
I think it's a good education, too, because just as I just said, you know, when you first hear about it, you think, so what is it? What do they do? Go boop, 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 you know, and then you hear them and you go, oh.
Well, the other thing, too, that I use this all the time, but for the older crowd that comes to our concert, if they're, you know, of a certain age and they may have grandchildren or something, they can go back and tell their kids, you know, hey, Grandma, what did you do this weekend? Well, I went to a heavy metal concert. So we can always do that with tubas.
Hey, but am I right? You can bring your grandchildren,
sure,
too.
Sure, you bet. Yeah.
This is a concert for everybody. Again, it's at the Liberty Theater this Sunday at, come at 1:30 and catch the tuba quartet. And the Sousa tradition begins at 2 p.m. Will there be an intermission?
Yeah,
short
intermission.
Okay. So come and enjoy. And that's right on 12th and Commercial in Astoria. And you can probably get tickets at the door. It's probably open seating. Or you can go over to the box office and pick up your tickets now. And while you're there, folks, I think you're going to want to get tickets for a whole bunch of other things. Dance Theater of Harlem is coming April 25th. And on May 1st, of course, is KMUN's special production benefit concert with the I almost said with the Sound of Music. It's the Von Trapps. It's the grandchildren, plus some of their buddies. So thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Dave Becker and John Hammond. And I got a little music here because there's an event coming up tomorrow at the library, the Astoria Library, from 2 to 4. And that is an Andean, it's the Chayag Andean folk music and dance from 2 to 4 at the Astoria Library. There is a dance workshop, or you can just come and listen to the music. Should be fabulous. Let's hear a little Andean music. Stay with us. Coast Community Radio. Listen to this. You're going to be hearing a little bit of music from...
I may do Wildwood Flower on the old harp, if y'all don't mind. I've never recorded it on the old harp, and I've done it with a guitar about a dozen
times. That's Maybelle Carter.
But, and I do it in
and if you were listening to Susie's show yesterday, you know what's coming next. I've got a gift for some lucky folks.
Thanking tonight of my blue eyes, I'll have to do it.
This is from Will the Circle Be Unbroken, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Will the circle be unbroken? If everybody sings it, you're just, you know.
There you go. Tomorrow night, the Columbian Theater in Longview, Washington, is hosting Will the Circle Be Unbroken, a multimedia tribute to the music of the Carter family, with Nitty Gritty Dirt Band founder John McEwen and John Carter Cash, son of Johnny Cash and June Carter. That's tomorrow, Saturday the 18th at 7:30 p.m., and I have some tickets to give away. You can call us here at 503-325-0010.
And dry, the sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten our way. If we'll keep on the sunny side of we'll keep on the sunny side of life.
Phone number is 503-325-0010. Give your name and number to Kate, and you may be the lucky one. So give us a call. It's for tomorrow night in Longview, Washington. It's going to be a fabulous concert. And right now, I have sort of closer to home. Not too close, but a little bit closer to home. I have Karen Reddick-Yurka. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. And Karen is the new executive director of Cardam Recycling. Congratulations. I don't know how long you've been that, but...
thank you. Since July.
Since July. Oh, okay. So you're already an old hand.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm no longer
but
new.
That's great. Well, Cardam Recycling in Manzanita is an amazing organization. And in addition to doing all the... all the work of recycling, they also like to have fun. And so they have several different ways of doing that. The one we're going to talk about right now is mostly the Trash Art Show. It is their 17th annual, but it's going to be at the NCRD this year. Is that
right?
Right? Okay. And so why don't you give us a little overview of what that means, Trash Art Show.
Okay. I actually have three invitations to Coast Radio listeners today.
Okay.
The first invitation is to working artists who work in recycled, repurposed, or reused materials. If you would like to display your work at the Trash Art Show coming up, the first date that you need to be aware of is April 29th, and that's our art intake day. So that's an invitation to artists who love to work in repurposed materials. We've got a place for you to show your work.
Okay.
And
do you take anyone's work?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do. As long as it fits through a standard door.
Ah. And oh, yes, I remember one year, actually, someone did a door.
That's right. I remember that's right. That. It was that a was wonderful great. Door. Don one. Osborne did
we
a door
We were all
for
outside
us.
That year, too, though.
And yeah. Actually, and then the other thing is we'll take three pieces per artist.
Okay.
So,
okay. And we don't do prices, so there is a small fee for entry, isn't there?
No, there's no fee for entry, but it's a 50-50 split. This is a fundraiser for Cardam. It's one of our two signature fundraisers.
Okay. What's the website for Cardam?
www.cardam.org.
C-A-R-T-M.
Correct.
.org. That's one. So just cardam.org, and you can see who these people are, because we could go on for hours talking about Cardam. I love Cardam. Okay, so that's the first thing is April 29th, which is a Wednesday, is the art intake.
That's correct.
Okay.
And then between the 29th and May 1st, we have two wonderful artists who will be actually hanging the show.
Uh-huh.
Carl Vandevort is a Cardam board member. He's a filmmaker, and his partner in life is Deborah DeWitt, who has hung the Sitka Center's Invitational Art Show every year for the past, I don't know how many years. She's a wonderful artist, and she and Carl together will be hanging this show.
Okay.
So the second invitation that I have is to the invitation. It's a preview reception with the artists on May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a ticketed opening. Tickets are $25. They're available at Cardam. I happen to have some in my pocket if anyone here
if you're
in
near
the studio needs a ticket. And that is May 1st from 5 to 7 p.m.
And that's Friday night from 5 to 7. And if you go to the preview, then can you buy stuff?
Absolutely. In fact, almost all of the art is sold at the preview.
Ooh. Now, so it's not a silent auction. This is outright buying.
It's
right?
outright buying.
Okay.
Everything is priced.
Okay.
And
the range in pricing goes from?
You know, I haven't seen what's coming in yet. Uh-huh. But it's, I would guess, probably anywhere from $10 to $500.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, that's kind of it's a really broad range, and it really depends on what it is that we're getting.
But the idea is that if you would like to take home something special and make a contribution to Cardam, this is great because you can spend as little as, I think you're right, I've seen things that are very inexpensive and beautiful and delightful and fun, and then things that are way more expensive and worth even more than that, obviously. So, okay, so that's May 1st on Friday night, and you do need tickets for that. Now, if they don't happen to be here in the studio, how do they get tickets?
Two different ways. The first is to come into Cardam.
Mm-hmm.
We're open Thursday through Sunday, and we have plenty of tickets at the cashier.
Okay.
The second way would probably be to email me.
Okay, what's that?
And it's E as in Edgar, D as in dog, at Cardam, C-A-R-T-M, .org.
Just Ed, E-D.
E-D, yeah, okay. Executive Director.
Oh,
that's my initial, so E-D, Ed.
E-D at Cardam.org.
Right, and we can arrange mail tickets to you. We can work out a PayPal situation or something like that. We'll figure it out.
Okay, and now the third.
And the third invitation is for people who love to see good art.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be May 2nd. It's a Saturday from 10 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
10 to 5? 10 to 4. 10 to 4.
Okay.
At NCRD. It's in the NCRD kitchen and gallery. It'll be very easy to find once you get there. We'll have lots of signage. And then also on Sunday from 10 to 1.
Right.
Okay.
Now, if people buy stuff at the preview, though, unless they live 4,000 miles away, they're going to leave the work there.
Yes.
So everybody gets to see it.
For the show.
Yeah. Okay. It's a blast. It's a lot of fun. It's very creative, and it's a great way to get inspired to do stuff. Do you have workshops at all going on this year? Or?
We don't have any workshops going this year.
Okay. I know you have.
We've done it in the past. Yeah. We would love to do it again.
Okay.
Okay.
Cardam is a wonderful organization to get involved in. It really is, and in so many ways. So check out cardam.org, and then get to the Trash Art Show, the 17th annual. Bravo. These guys, you know, it's an amazing concept that they started talk about recycling. This goes way, way beyond. And the NCRD, where the show is in Nehalem.
That's right. It's on 9th Street in Nehalem.
Okay. And Nehalem isn't very big, folks.
No.
So you will
9th
find
Street is basically,
it.
It's a two-block-long street.
There you
so
go.
You'll find
so, again,
it.
You can enter. The art intake is the 29th, which is Wednesday. In a week and a half, or you can go to the preview on May 1st from 5 to 7, and you do need a ticket for that. And then the third is go and hang out on the 2nd and 3rd and see the show. That's fabulous.
Thank you. Could I add one brief thing?
Sure, please.
This year, we have some wonderful sponsors for the show. We have not done this in the past, but our sponsors are allowing us to keep 100% of the proceeds for Cardam. Far West Recycling in Portland is our main sponsor, but I'd have to tell you that we're getting some wonderful beer from Fort George Brewery. And so we have to thank them very, very much
now, look
for
at
that.
This.
For
the, Astoria
that's
reaches
the
all the way to Manzanita.
Astoria is very good to us in Manzanita.
Yeah, well, this community works together, including Washington, so we're all in it together.
Yeah, you got
hey,
it.
Thank you so much, Karen.
Can I make one more shameless plug for Cardam?
Yes,
tomorrow, April 18th, mm-hmm. we are having a shredding day. We're bringing a shredder truck in, $7 a box from 11 to 1. If you've got sensitive documents to get rid of, we'd love to help you with that. So that's my last shameless plug for Cardam.
And so is there a phone number or something that's
503-368-7764.
7764. If you need to get directions to Cardam itself, that could be a little bit more. And saying it now isn't going to do it. You're going to need it in front of your face. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Carol.
I just love the way the personnel changes there, but the whole thing keeps just moving right along. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay. And right now I've got some music from my next guests, which is the Primal Mates. Let's have a listen right here on Coast Community Radio.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not try. Thank you. for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be dead.
You are listening to Colleen O'Brien and Chris Lee, Primal Mates, from their album The Road Not Taken. And they're right here in the studio with me. And, whoa! They're right here in the studio with me. Sorry. Whoa! Surprises always happen. And that's because they are playing. Actually, they're playing twice this weekend, I see. Tonight, they are going to be at Gala in Astoria. And then on Sunday at 3 p.m., you'll be at the Hoffman in Manzanita.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Gee, you could go over and visit Cardam Recycling while you're the woman who was just here was talking about it. Oh. So welcome.
It's lovely to have you. Thank you for having us.
Where are you folks from?
We are originally from Portland, but we've been living in Colorado for the last 14 years.
Okay. Yeah. So your concept, you know, I see it written up in different ways. Chamber jazz, duo, art jazz. And then you have this whole music and poetry thing going. So what's the story?
Well, the program we're doing tonight is... music and poetry, where words and music meet, and it's a program that we've been doing we've been on the road since last August, traveling around all over the West, playing in libraries primarily, but community centers and art centers, and it's a program of poetry that's been set to music and is sung.
Whose poetry?
So...
you're the singer, right?
I am the singer. We have Shakespeare sonnets, and the music is written by a sometimes third Primal Mate member, Mark Miller, from Boulder, Colorado, who's a wonderful composer, flute player, and saxophone player. And we do some poems by... Actually, a writing by Jack Kerouac, the last paragraph of On the Road, which really resonates with us, that we're traveling all over the West.
Gary Snyder. Poem.
Oh, my.
So some known poets and some that are maybe not so known.
Maya Angelou.
Yeah, Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou, yeah. Yes. I have that. So. And do you write some of the music, or the third person does? The invisible.
Both. So we're doing poems that other composers have set to music, and some that we've done.
And I should mention, I knew that Colleen was voice because she is cello and voice.
Yes.
And Chris Lee is on vibes.
Yes.
Which we heard quite prominently in that piece there. Are the two concerts going to be the same, similar, different? What?
Pretty much the same. The same program in both places. And in addition to the music, there is a visual element where we have a screen and the poems projected on the screen with images, and so people can see the poetry as we're performing it. So.
But it's not. What's that stuff called? Where you sing along with the...
No, it's not karaoke.
You say Kerouac, and I got
Kerouac.
It's not
karaoke.
Kerouac. Yeah, it is
Kerouac.
Kerouac-y.
It's not Kerouac.
It's Kerouac-y, yeah.
Oh, that sounds delightful. Okay, so tonight you will be 8 o'clock at Gala, and that doors open at 7:30. Come on in, get cozy, and... Primal Mates begins at about 8, on or about, as we say at Gala. And then on Sunday, you will be at the Hoffman, and that is at 3 o'clock. Is that what I said?
That's correct,
afternoon show.
Uh-huh, afternoon on Sunday.
And you're sticking around this area for a while, or are you heading out?
We head to Portland next week, and we've got several engagements up there. And then we're on to Washington, and then...
Alaska.
Oh,
Alaska. All the way up the southeast.
Wow. You're going to drive up.
We're going to hop on the ferry at Prince Rupert, and then we'll be getting off in many of those.
Yeah. So, you know, what's interesting is that when I first heard, I, for whatever reason, I just thought, you know, a couple of young folks, da 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 da. And then I read something about they've been playing together for 30 years. I said, well, they could have started in the sandbox, but it's not likely. And I'm seeing, of course, that it is not true. Yeah. So, but have you, what is it that you enjoy about being on the road? At this, do you do that for a while and then sit still in Colorado for a year or two and then take off again? Or
This is the first time we've done this, been out this long, like continuously.
Okay.
You know, we've done, in the past, we've always done, you know, shorter tours and gone out
a few
and
weeks
come back.
Here or there. Once we were out for a few months. But this has been the longest one. We did pack all our things away in Colorado.
Wow.
So we're really
on
a journey.
You are on the road.
Yeah.
And do you stay, it's kind of like being on a boat. Do you stay on land or do you
in our land boats.
Yeah, we have a travel van.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. So we stay in
there. How fun.
Yeah.
Another way to get involved and find out how people are living and living by and with their music and, I might add, with each other. Because spending this much time. So tonight, you will have a chance to talk to my guests, Colleen O'Brien, when she's not playing cello and singing, and Chris Lee, who is on Vibes. This is Primal Mates, and they are doing their thing tonight. It sounds wonderful, music and poetry. I love that. And then on Sunday at the Hoffman at 3 p.m., and that's in Manzanita. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
It sounds beautiful. I mean, I enjoyed listening
show.
To it, too. This, I hadn't didn't have it in advance, so it's nice
it's
to
very
hear
unique.
It, so.
And
well, I hope you can come.
Yeah. I hope so. Okay, thanks
Thank
so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And I have one more set of guests, and I'm going to put on a little bit of their music. But before I do that, folks, I want to let you know that the tickets, of course, for Will the Circle Be Unbroken are gone. However, the tickets for, I have a couple of tickets for Jesse Lee Falls. And Jesse is, many of you know Jesse, because he used to be here with The Function, for example. But he has a CD release party and concert for his new album, Play My Guitar. It is tomorrow at 8 p.m. at the Astoria Event Center in Astoria. That's 9th and Commercial. And there's a wonderful write-up on him, big one, in the Coast Weekend. And I don't think I would have recognized him. He, it's probably been 15 years or so. And it says he's paid his dues, now he plays his music, and he shares his knowledge. So he's going to let you know how you can get connected with getting your music out there. And I mean published. So check it out. If you would like a ticket to that, you need to call me right now. You'll be calling Kate, actually, 503-325-0010. And again, that is tomorrow evening, 9 p.m. at the Event Center in Astoria. And right now I have some music from something entirely different. This is Anita Margarita and the Rattlesnakes. You know some of these people, and they're coming in to tell you who they are.
I'm always
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that is... That is Anita Margarita. I keep laughing every time I say this. I'm sorry. Anita Margarita and the Rattlesnakes. And they are performing. They're doing a few things tonight and tomorrow night. They're going to be at the Adrift Hotel in Long Beach. And that's a 9 o'clock gig. Sid Snyder Drive. If you need to find it, Google it. And they have music every night. As a matter of fact, I have a guest on my folk show next Tuesday, Eric John Kaiser. He's going to be there on Monday, Tuesday. So these folks are Friday and Saturday night. And then tomorrow, and this is the first time in 70 years, I understand, and one of the people in this room is at least that. Well, no, I don't think any of them are that old. I'm the only one who's that old, actually. But a couple of them look like they might almost be. But I don't know.
I'm 70 at heart.
Yeah, right. That would be Anita Margarita. Not, but I'll let them tell you who they are because I don't want to spoil anything except to tell you that who's in this band, and some of you may recognize it already. You know the name Rattlesnakes. It comes around, goes around. I've got Turtle Vandemar here. Hi, Turtle.
Hi, Carol.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's always good to have you here. And I've got Dan Haley. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
You do look familiar, actually.
I was here a couple of years ago. Yeah. Talked to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so. And then on the floor, making himself comfortable without an instrument, is David Reich. But he looks very much at home, kind of.
He serves very little purpose, but it's okay. He's moral support.
Oh, moral?
Immoral support.
Thank you.
As
I rest
case
my
case.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. And the missing player is the drummer, John Koontz, who also comes around here quite regularly, and we have several of his albums in play. And then the mysterious person is Jazzy Lee Vandemar, and yes, it's spelled exactly the same as Turtle's last name. Why would that be? Are you guys related?
You know.
Neither of us like to admit it.
Yeah. I see.
But we are Vandemars, yes.
I see.
Both from the same...
Oh, my gosh.
Cut from the same cloth. Or I'm cut from his cloth, I guess.
We won't get too technical on that. Okay, now, if you've seen the flyer on this, she's much more attractive. I think, in person, that
oh,
is.
Oh, thanks.
No, absolutely. So, Jazzy, how long have you been playing with these old farts? I mean, with these guys.
Well, I think we've been a band now for about a year and a half, but just with the full band with John Koontz and Dan, I think it's only been about a little over a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you been singing all your life, though, with your folks, or how's that?
Yeah,
the wheels on the bus go round and round when we're going to Montessori school.
Okay,
you remember that.
93.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to sing pretty much. I've been singing my whole life, and I've loved to sing my whole life. But it's definitely come from my dad, I'm sure.
Well, it's interesting because it's genetic, but it's also social. As you're saying, you're on your way, and music is all around you. It's mm-hmm. part of your, yeah.
Yeah, it just depends on if you tune into it and what age you do tune into it.
Right, and if you feel you have to rebel and reject everything your parents do and lose out, which is unfortunate for some people. But
yeah. She's never been that way. Jasmine's kind of like an old soul in a young person's enviable body.
Don't we know?
Yeah.
On the other hand, you're not exactly the typical dad. So I think you'd be hard to rebel against unless you.
That's what you think.
Jasmine got it down pretty good for a while there.
I see.
Then I think she just gave up.
Uh huh.
When I was rebelling against his music, I was doing other things of my own, I think. I did choir in high school, and a lot of theater stuff I got to share with him, but wasn't necessarily from my parents.
Right,
yeah.
Right. But it wasn't like you're becoming a registered right-wing Republican
right.
either.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That would be rebelling.
Yeah. Now that.
And detrimental, too.
Yeah.
That would be grounds for divorce right yeah. there, except that, of course, we've never been married.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, you've got your, let's see, we've got a guitar. Turtle's got a guitar. And Dan's got a mandolin.
Correct.
And David's got nothing. and Story Jasmine's got her voice. So would you like to give us a piece? And how did you connect up with this Long Beach Razor Clam Festival that none of us even knew was happening until?
You know, I first went to this festival probably in the around 1960.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They used to have all the Cub Scouts and would go there a certain time of year, and yeah. I think it was right about now. It was usually pretty cold. You could usually kind of count on getting a little wet.
Mm-hmm. Not this weekend.
No.
I'm gonna knock on wood before I you know.
Yeah, we did. We lucked out this weekend, but
yeah, it's so gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. And then I played there once later on. There was some kind of clam festival there in Long Beach, and it mm-hmm. was like June, and it was so cold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was just like
yeah,
unreal.
Well, and that's why I say we're celebrating this year. We're
yeah.
we're all totally happy.
Yeah,
we're also
nice
lucky
one.
To be booked by Carmen, my mom.
Yes,
so I'm sure she had a lot to
She's
do with
an
it.
She's an assertive booker. There you go.
Yes.
Well, it's great. And she's thorough, too, because she yeah. knew the questions to ask. I want to mention, though, that all the people in this band, I don't know about Jasmine, because she's a little bit younger, but they are extremely accomplished musicians, having played with many groups their own. And for all the in-detail information, there is a website. I don't know. I have it. It's in my computer, but that's over there. So I think right now, why don't we have you play some for us?
Got it.
Would that be okay?
Memos.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, that is so fun. Oh, my God. Now, in addition to guitar and mandolin and voice, what else do we have in the band?
We have Dave plays bass.
I saw him doing air bass there.
Yeah, yeah.
With one hand, yeah.
On the radio. Yeah.
This is good.
Air bass on the radio.
It's very effective.
Unfortunately, his bass case weighs over 1,000 pounds, and it's kind of difficult to get around.
This is stand-up bass, obviously.
Yeah. And John Kuntz plays drums for us, which is we're very fortunate to have him.
We also get a different sound from Dan Haley playing lap steel and electric guitar on some of the songs.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because without the bass and the drums, so you're two rhythm, but boy, do you have rhythm. So, you know, I'm sure you need them to make the full sound, but you can get away with this. It was wonderful. I wish it weren't 4 o'clock already, though, because, folks, you're going to have to come out and see them. And make sure they come back again as well. Again, they're going to be at the Adrift Hotel in Long Beach tonight and tomorrow night at 9 p.m. And then they will be at the Long Beach Razor Clam Festival tomorrow from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. And
it's on the baseball field.
Is that what it is?
It's going to be on the baseball field this year.
Well, it's a good thing the sun is shining. Huh? It's not too warm for you. Yeah.
So I think all those gigs are all ages, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the food's going to be fabulous. There's no doubt about that as well. So my guests were Jazzy Lee Vandemar, Jasmine Vandemar on voice. You sound terrific.
And Thank you.
You do sound like an old spirit. Yeah. How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 24 years young.
Yes. especially in this room. Yeah. But no, you sound wonderful. And you got the real feeling for the music. And Turtle Vandemar on guitar and Dan Haley on mandolin. Thank you so much for coming in, you guys.
Thanks, Carol, for having us.
Come back.